We had two guys that didn't participate. Antone Smith did not participate in practice because of a hamstring injury that was sustained in the game. And Chris Owens did not participate in practice because he is in the concussion protocol. So those two guys didn't practice. We had a number of guys that we limited in practice today. A couple of them are holdovers from last week. Tyson Klebo was limited in his participation along with Sean Weatherspoon and Steven Nicholas. And Roddy White and Julio Jones were limited in their participation. And again, it's a short week. The reason a lot of those guys that were limited in their participation were on a short week, we weren't even 48 hours out from the end of the ball game. We wanted to rest some of those guys.
How did Michael look with the stress he's been through under the last couple of days and so forth?
I thought Michael looked very good. It's typical Wednesday, getting a lot of base work done, working on our base, our base offense and our base running game. And thought that we had a good practice, not nearly as intense. We're not in pads because of the short week.
What would be the key to getting that run defense firmed up when you are in your nickel and then you haven't seen a lot of the base?
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of the base in the first two ball games. It's really about gap integrity, and we've got to be a little bit better at fitting the run. And if you just get a guy half a man out of his gap, you're going to give up. You're going to give up some yardage. And we know that when you're playing your nickel, you're not as strong against the run as you would be in your base against the different personnel groupings that they present. But we've got to be a little bit more efficient than we have been in the first two ball games.
Coach. Does Coach Hill have probably a good scout report on Ryan Matthews for you?
Well, yeah, we're anticipating that he's going to play this week. He practiced some last week, and we'll find out here later on this afternoon what his participation in practice was this week. But we are anticipating he's going to play, and yes, Coach Hill's very familiar with him, having been his head coach here at Fresno State, so probably knows him as well as anybody.
Coach Turner sounds like he likes to control the clock and run the ball. He was saying if you do that, it's harder to do a lot of the stuff with defenders standing up and maybe hiding looks and fronts and such.
Yeah, Ron believes in running the football. Any place he's been as a head coach and a coordinator, it's based on running the football and then taking some shots down the field. He's always been a very productive offense. I believe since he's been there, they're one of the top scoring teams in the NFL. And he has a run first mentality, and you've got to make sure that you've got good gap control when you're facing a team that can run the football. But he also is very effective throwing the football with Phillip Rivers. Phillip's got a very strong arm, and he can throw the ball down the field.
They haven't used much no huddle or none, they say, this year. Any guesses as to whether you'll see some?
Don't know that we'll see it. It's not something that has been in his history, except probably in 2-minute situations. Although, even though it's not been in his history, through the off season they ran a little wildcat, which you would have never thought you'd see from a Norv Turner team, but they practice it and run a snap or two of it in this season. So, again, we're early in the season. We're going to see some unscouted looks. We're going to present some unscouted looks as well. And it ought to be a fun game.
There's plans for Michael Turner to play Sunday. Is that as far as you?
Again, guys, I've said about all I was going to say in terms of what Michael's plan is. We're going to like a normal preparation week. This is our Wednesday, and we're planning on having a full boat when we go to when we go out there to San Diego.
Mike, we talked in August about making the Falcons an uncomfortable team to try to get ready for the first 2 weeks in. What you did defensively the other night and certainly showing your weapons. Does it feel like, as people are watching these first two games, you guys are a little bit more difficult maybe to prepare for than you have been?
Well, I think we are more difficult, and a lot of it has to do with the players on our roster. We've got a lot of very good players. But it also, there's the unknown of the two new coaches that are coordinating our offense and defense. There's a lot of similarities in what we do, but as we've said from the very beginning, it's not like we've been trying to hide it. There are some things that are different, but the majority of what we do is the same. And we want to be offensive in all three phases. Even though we have an offensive, defense, and special teams, we want to be offensive in all three phases. And if the game plan allows us to do that, and some weeks it's going to be a lot easier to do than others, but we want to be, you know, we want to be an attacking style offense, defense, and special teams.
Coach Turner was also talking about the long history that he and Coach Nolan have together. What does that kind of do to the chess match and the game planning when, you know, the two coaches know each other so well?
Well, they work together in Washington. Mike's been in the league a long time, as well as Coach Turner, so they've probably had a number of battles where they've been against each other, and they've been on the same side and sat in staff, you know, in staff rooms. So there's going to be some familiarity in terms of what Mike knows, Coach Turner knows, and on the other side, Coach Turner's going to have an idea of what Coach Nolan's going to do. And again, that's the great thing about this league. There's only 32 teams, and there's a lot of guys that have worked with one another, and it's ever changing. It changes from week to week. It changes from day to day, and that's what makes it so much fun. And we got to prepare to go play a very good San Diego team. Defensively, they are playing outstanding. They're very strong against the run up front. They're only giving up 83 yards, not per game. That's 83 yards in two games, which is number one in the league. They're outstanding in third down efficiency, and they're scoring a lot of points. And Rich Bisaccia, their special teams coordinator, who we're familiar with from Tampa Bay, was on the Tampa Bay staff for a number of years. He's got those guys running and hitting on special teams. So it's going to be a fun game.
Mike, because you guys have had success traveling to the West Coast, some teams don't. They play that, when do we leave, when don't we leave, what's our timing? The fact that you guys have done as well as you have, is it much easier to just say, we keep everything the same, this is how we do it?
This is our routine. This is how, you know, we've done it this way since day one. It's the way I learned it as a coach from my earlier times in Baltimore, and it was successful when we were there, and it's been successful here. And it's really not anything that groundbreaking. We want to try to stay on an east, you know, on our East Coast time, and we want to get there a day early just to acclimate it where we're not in the plane for 5 hours the day before the game. Our guys have responded to it very well, but I don't know that it's about when you go out, whether it's Friday or Saturday. It's about what you do on Wednesday and Thursday before you leave in your preparation.